Across the mighty rivers, row in row to the beat of drums, heading amongst the raiding seas. On time we approach the gates of foes, ready and gather all our strength. The night has come of soaring rain, for the honor have no fear. We shall ascend this night of war. Of our feet, and our honor be foretold. Warriors of the northern land, on madness forged into a heart. Shields be shattered, arms of steel, bloody axes fly.
Welcome, welcome. There's an inverse correlation between Fed rates go up, Biden IQ go down. Welcome to Wednesday, everybody. How are you doing? Hope you're having a fantastic one. What's up with the feeds? Something going on, Rumble? Maybe. D-Live's working. Foxhole's working. What's up, guys? A lot of work this evening. I'm going to have Just Human on the Conspiracy Analytica podcast in just a little bit here. Going to record with him and put it out later this week, so be on the lookout for that. And then Patel. I'm having Patel on tomorrow. We're going to talk about his drama this week and everything going on. So that'll be a good show as well. Good evening, my friends in the UK. Good night to you. All right, guys. We've got, Fed's doing some things, but actually stock markets liked it. Bitcoin liked it. Markets already had it priced in. They thought there was going to be a higher rate raise, though, like 1 percentage point. 0.75 was kind of expected, so wasn't that bad in the short term. But long term, obviously, shit's going to be weird next couple of years. That's for sure. What else? Nancy Pelosi selling off their stock as she's going to Taiwan, which is odd because, you know, you figure they would keep it. She probably knows some shit's about to go down. Other things going on too. I don't even have a notepad today. I'm kind of a mess right now. Gotta be honest. So let's just get right into it here. Enough bullshitting. Shout out to a friend of mine's company. If you have a business or you're looking to start a business and you need to process payments for it, this company, OneSource Solutions, can do that for you. And if you use their services to run cards with, which they're great, they'll never cancel you. That's the big selling point here. They'll never terminate your account for things you say on the internet or whatever the case. So, yes, if you need to process payments, use OneSource Solutions. And if you use them, helps this channel. Appreciate it. Also, you can support this channel through buying one of my products from my supplement brand. Oregano oil, mushrooms, matcha's teas, shungite as well, phone protectors, pendants, things like that. So link will be below for that. And then first thing, though, then we'll talk about drama going on with Patel and QAnon candidates. I think it was NBC, maybe ABC. They did some segment on QAnon candidates today. Shout out to the Epic Times. The Epic Times did some article about monkeypox today. Facts versus fear, just, you know, trying to tell people about monkeypox, not scare the shit out of them. But the best part of this article, good work, Epic Times. They don't care about being called a bleach drinker. They have a section of this article, decontamination strategies adaptable for home use to fight monkeypox. First thing in that is chlorine dioxide, CD. They say it's the leading agent used for environmental decontamination to control the spread of many different viral outbreaks in Africa by the U.S. military. That's true. It's used to combat Ebola, actually. Chlorine dioxide is. By your own military. And yeah, so there's that. And if you need some water disinfectant, i.e. chlorine dioxide, otherwise known as MMS sometimes, there'll be a link down in the description below this video for that as well. Oneness, solid company. And I got a coupon code for it as well. So, I like it, Epic. They're not scared to be called bleach drinkers. Granted, they're talking about decontamination, disinfecting your home area. But I ain't going to say I ever did it before, and I'm not going to tell you to, but I may or may not have had a shot of it in my day drinking the stuff. So let's talk this beef between Ed Henry and Greg Phillips. Ed Henry's the host of Real America's Voice that had Patel Patriot on yesterday. And apparently Ed Henry was being sort of a, shall we say, douche nugget. Trying to paint Patel. I don't even think he meant to do this. He might have just been told by his producers. Probably was told by his producers. But hey, these are your narratives. These are your angles. Ask this guy these things. Regardless, Ed Henry did it. And he tried to paint Patel as being some sort of like cult leader that is doing a bunch of date. We call it date fagging in the biz. But that sort of stuff. Saying that Trump's going to come back this day. Greg Phillips has been just letting it fly on True Social. Just letting it fly. You know, called out Phil Godlewski yesterday, which was great. Called out Ed Henry, Real America's Voice today. Calling Ed Henry disrespectful and condescending and whatnot. Dude, it's great to have Greg Phillips. Finally somebody that's like behind the back of us weirdo anons. The weird ones out there, right? You got all these conservatives, all these political pundits, and they frown upon, say, the redheaded stepchildren, like the Q folk and the devolution guy, and people like that, right? So, anyway, good to have Greg on our side, having our backs, and Ed Henry being Ed Henry. But man, this stuff's getting a little more mainstream, isn't it? These ideas, this information, getting a little more mainstream. Be funny to see some more Q-type segments on these channels, but maybe soon enough. Although you won't see it, and I'm talking about giving Q a fair shake, right? Doing an honest job, maybe having one of us anon pundits on their segment to talk about it and not be condescending. But here we have MSNBC. That was it. MSNBC. 3-minute clip. I'm going to play it here. QAnon candidate are losing. QAnon candidate are losing? QAnon candidates are... I had a tough time reading that because obviously the intern managing the MSNBC YouTube channel can't type. QAnon candidate are losing, but their ideas are spreading. Argues writer. Let's see who it was. Some BBC guy? I don't know. I'm going
to
play it.
I want to talk to you about your new piece. This is super interesting. QAnon candidates are losing, but their lies are winning. So we've had a series of QAnon candidates who are not doing particularly well, but somehow the language that they have been using...
Are they admitting defeat? Yeah.
Has now become what? Almost mainstream. Other Republican candidates are picking it up. Terms like, you know, groomer, terms like deep state. They're now part of the Republican currency. Is that how you see the QAnon views winning?
I think that's exactly right. And, you know, it's not a new thing. I mean, quite often there are, you know,
bro, this guy's
martyrs,
so
to speak.
Apart.
In this case, they're political martyrs. These are candidates who are losing. But it's like, if you strike me down, I will come back stronger than you could ever imagine. I think that's happening with Q.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Deep state was around before Q. Come on, man. We used to call it the Illuminati back in the day.
A lot of the candidates, in fact, most of the candidates who are running, who are QAnon fans or even Q adjacent, are actually losing their primaries. And I think that obviously should be celebrated. Unfortunately, they may be losing that battle, but they're winning the larger war. Their ideas are spreading. They are catching on and being co-opted, I think, by mainstream Republicans. In some cases, I think that mainstream Republicans are becoming infected and believing the lies. And in other cases, I think it's really performative. But, you know, there's that Vonnegut quote, be careful who you pretend to be because you will become who you pretend to be. This is actually very dangerous. And I mean, look, there's a long history of losing candidates winning. Pat Buchanan, I don't want to compare Pat to QAnon. Say what you will about Pat, but I don't know of anything he said that is close to Pizzagate. But look at the 1992 primary. Did George H.W. Bush really win in 1992, or did Pat Buchanan win?
Is this guy an election denier? He sounds like a conspiracy theorist himself.
You could say the same thing about Barry Goldwater in 1964. He got crushed. He got 38% of the vote, but I think he probably won, certainly the future of the Republican Party. So I think this is something to be careful of and keep an eye on. Yes, it's important that mainstream normal Republicans win these primaries. But even if they win, the fight continues. You must continue to endure and be resilient because these Q ideas are kind of sneaking in and becoming mainstreamed.
And as you write, once normal establishment Republicans, a lot of them pretending to be crazy to win the primary and then to get into the general election, those ideas take hold. Senior columnist for the day.
Bah! Oh no, those Q candidates with their Q ideas and their Q messages. And if it's not Q, it might be Q adjacent or Q almost ideas. We can't even have those. The almost ideas. Mm-mm. They jealous, right? They big jealous. And they got their little panties in a bunch, too, because Trump is suing, first off, CNN. That's who he's starting with. Trump announcing today, this is a Truth Post from Liz Harrington, his official spokesperson. President Trump, I have notified CNN of my intent to file a lawsuit over their repeated defamatory statements against me.
You are fake news.
I will also be commencing actions against other media outlets who have defamed me and defrauded the public regarding the overwhelming evidence of fraud throughout the 2020 election. I will never stop fighting for truth and for the future of our country. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Suing the fake news. He's already suing big tech. So I guess it's fake news time. See how long this drags out. We'll see what happens. But defamation? Yeah. Yeah, for sure. He's starting with 2020 election, though. Taking that angle. So there's that. Onward now. Speaking of 2020 election, more counties around the country. I guess the list is now, what do we got here? Texas, counties in Texas, counties in Arizona, Montana, several Wisconsin counties. Now we got two counties in Michigan voting this week to reject and rescind the 2020 election. It is spreading, my friends. It is spreading. And even in some liberal states, they're still fighting for free and fair elections. And this particular state, Washington, the GOP committees, groups around here are trying to install video cameras for camera surveillance at drop boxes. That's what they're trying to do for the midterms. And that is, Jay Inslee is truly triggered about this one, calling it an outrage, calling it suspicious and intimidating, and all sorts of different things, right? Just to have in a public setting, at a public drop box for public elections to prove they're free and fair. Guess not. So, fight continues towards the midterms. Let's talk Pelosi now. So, a few months back, Nancy Pelosi's husband bought $5 million in NVIDIA stock. NVIDIA is a chip making company. We've got this legislation being rolled through by Congress that involves chip making, trying to bring more chips back to America. You would think that, oh, hey, they would want to hold this NVIDIA stock because that might go up. But remember, Pelosi's going to Taiwan very soon, if she's not there by now. And they're dumping it. They're dumping the stock in NVIDIA right before Congress is set to pass the CHIPS Plus bill. CHIPS plus, plus, plus. So why would they dump it? Well, Pelosi's going to Taiwan. We've got our military saying, hey, Pelosi, we're not okay with you going to Taiwan. We've got aircraft carrier group heading over towards Taiwan. And sounds like something's going to go down, right? Sounds like Pelosi family knows that China might try something soon, or something might happen with Taiwan. And then they're dumping the stock as well. So, yeah. Be looking out in the news for China to fly more jets over Taiwan, I suppose, or roll one of their ships around it. So there's that. Now, Fed, raising the rates 0.75%. There were some experts saying that the Fed was going to raise it up to 1% to combat inflation and screw us all over. That didn't happen. So actually, Bitcoin responded well. S&P 500, NASDAQ, all up today. But we'll see what happens the rest of the year. In the long run, this probably will, of course. Next couple years are going to be dicey, folks. Get yourself secure, situated. Twitter schedules shareholder vote on Elon's offer to buy the company. So we'll see what happens there and with their lawsuit and how many bots. Trump should just morph all of his lawsuits into one. You've got fake news printing the defamation. You've got Twitter bots spreading the defamation. It's all in one. Kill two bluebirds with one stone there. World Health Organization, Tedros, calling on all social media platforms to work with the WHO to counter monkeypox disinformation.
The stigma and discrimination can be as dangerous as any virus and can fuel the outbreak. As we have seen with COVID-19, misinformation and disinformation can spread rapidly online. So we call on all social media platforms, tech companies, and news organizations to work with us to prevent and counter harmful information.
Work with us to counter the information. They didn't censor enough with COVID? Man, I had at least a dozen YouTube videos taken down just because of COVID-related crap. Questioning masks, questioning the vaccines. That was before the vaccines were even out. Cures like the chlorine dioxide. Man, like a million plus views worth of content. And then dozens of tweets, Facebook posts, Instagram posts. Dude, I had my PayPal and my MailChimp account taken down just because COVID. Many others did as well. Now they want to do monkeypox. For what? What's the disinformation about monkeypox? I don't understand. And still on the topic of big tech, Joe Rogan on his podcast talking about TikTok, warning about TikTok issues, saying that all your data is just going to go to China, which, yes, for sure. But they already got it. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those. Like what? You think you can hide on those platforms? Is Joe Rogan talking about those platforms much? Or is it, you know, all this focus on TikTok, which is justified, but people seem to be forgetting about LifeLog and YouTube. Snapchat, taking all your pictures. Right, who did we have that quit? Wasn't the head of Secret Service? Head of the Secret Service quit to go work at Snapchat last week. Great. Great. And then lastly here, let's talk about a real insurrection. A real insurrection. This is what people storming a Capitol looks like. That is a party. Oh, why didn't they look like that on January 6th? Should have brought a boombox. Dance party. Go Iraq. That's right. Want to see that in every single country on the planet. Down with the tyranny. The tyrannical governments. How many federal informants are in that crowd? Which Capitol police officers let them into the building? Oh, I think I see Ray Epps. He's right there. There's John Sullivan. I see him. Mohammed Epps. That's good. That's good to see. All right, guys. We'll talk for a few minutes. Quick stream today. Devin Nunes got his podcast tonight. Yep. Never listened to Nunes' podcast. Salty on shortly. There you go. Got no time for Joe Rogan since he said he wouldn't help Trump. It's more of like an entertainment podcast, you know? And, which if that's your thing, that's your thing. Sometimes throwing Joe Rogan on in the background, I guess. But, not my thing. I'm looking for the deets. Trump said Australia getting hit hardest in the world, so please come help us. Yeah, prayers for you guys in Australia, that's for sure. I love Australia. It's a beautiful country. So you guys, hopefully, get those crazies out of your gumbermint. Why aren't we hearing about the several calls to Ray Epps from Pelosi's phone? Because I think that was some crap from like a clickbait social media post or, yeah, I don't think that one was true. I think that one came from a tweet that just went super viral and, you know, no sauce, no evidence, no nothing else. People are just, they see a thing, gets them excited, that emotional drive then embeds it into their memory and they then think it's true, you know. Jump across that creek from to believe. Screw Australia. They got to stand up, not cuck out. Yeah, Trump ain't going to come save you. You got to do yourself. But I wouldn't say screw Australia. Where are you from, the UK? Screw the UK. We're all in it together, bro. Yeah, as dumb as Pelosi looks, she's not that dumb to call Epps on a cell phone. Did Greg respond to Phil's sorry-ass lame explanation of the pit? I don't think so. So yeah, Phil, his excuse, his word salad, ass covering, was that he was talking about some salt pit, not Greg's pit. And the salt pit was a CIA black site that I guess he went to or got invited to years ago. Shit. Oh my God.
You are fake news.
What a just like waste of time, waste of oxygen, waste of everything that guy's become. Have I checked out Jeffrey Prather? I listened to Jeffrey Prather's podcast with Greg Phillips, and it was good. I liked listening to them banter back and forth. Not much more than that, no. Yeah, I guess Joe Biden yesterday had this put this video out or did a speech where he just looked wrecked, like worse than usual. And then different sections of this speech, he was really alert, eyes wide, talking like almost angry as if he kind of does. And then quickly, there might have been a cut. There might have been some cuts in the video. And then he went back to sleepy-eyed Joe. It's weird. When that Biden cocktail hits your brain. Ugh. Meme that. The DOJ is denying all Ray Epps-related FOIAs. Makes sense. But are they denying the FOIAs? Or are they responding to the FOIAs and saying, oh, we searched, but we couldn't find anything? A little bit of a different context there, I guess. Different of an optic. Don't say screw Australia. They're coming for the U.S. as well. True. Same people going after Australia are going after the U.S. are going after the U.K. are going after the Chinese and the Japanese. And the black people and the white people and the brown people. Net damn den darn there Illuminati. Yeah, this label stuff is old. You read that there's verification of the snake venom theory by doctors from some undiluted Pfizer vials. Okay. I mean, when that whole venom water stuff came out, I think I was saying like, okay, I could see maybe in the big cauldron they were forming their mRNA gene juice in with the witches around making their brew. They threw some eye of newt and toe of frog and brain of Biden and maybe a little snake DNA in there. Like, who knows what the heck kind of genes they were using with their mRNA. So anyway, but it was how some of the suggestions or conclusion jumps that occurred with the venom water thing. Like, oh, here's a tiny little detail on its own, you know, not even in the context of everything, but here's a tiny little detail. So, holy crap, assumption, massive jump to conclusion, venom must be in the municipal water supplies. I don't know. Anyway, clarifications needed there. Verification of snake venom theory. That's a load. That is far too vague of a statement, snake venom theory. So anyway, but I'm curious for more on that. I took a damn cold shower today and I can tell you that my heart's just fine. No heart attack. Thanks, Luann. Gold pill. Sorry you missed a lot. What is the pit? Is that where evidence is shared? Indeed, that is the event that Greg Phillips is putting together to share deets with a bunch of influencers. From my understanding. What's my interpretation of ascension? Living in 3D, 4D, and or 5D? You always hear these references. You have your thoughts, but one additional insight. That's a good question for some like rant video for me to just like drink some coffee, sit in front of a camera, and just stare off into space and word vomit into a microphone. So I think, you know, I guess just generally with the whole New Age spectrum, there are bits and pieces of valuable fruit amongst just like a load of clickbait, as is with, you know, so many different industries or niches out there. So, yeah, no, there's just... I don't think it's all bullshit, but I think a lot of it is. Although they're general statements of just living honestly and all that. Be a good person. I'll do more. I'll answer that question in another video, actually. Because I'll probably rant for like half an hour. Not that long. But longer than I want to rant here. Heat wave in the Northwest, a.k.a. late July weather, right? Like every summer I can remember from a kid, there's been one heat wave, like one or two hot weeks. And there wasn't climate change back then. They're naming heat waves now? No. No, like hurricanes? Oh, no. I didn't know this. Oh my God. If he has the truth, why drag it out? Who are you talking about? Talking about Greg? Years back, experimental snake venom drugs were used as heart meds. Most pharmaceutical drugs are based off of natural compounds. Most all of them are. Typically, they're just one chemical that's synthesized, that's taken out of its natural environment and then synthesized, put into a pill. But it becomes a problem because that chemical is taken out of the synergistic blend of everything that was in that plant or organism. And then one chemical is taken out. And that one chemical without all the rest screws you up. Oh, yeah. Beef in my Rumble chat. Let's go.
Shots fired. Shots
Let's
fired.
Go. Yeah, swing at him. Keep it above the belt, gentlemen. Take it to the DMs if you must. All right, guys, good chat. I got to get going. Quick one today, but I am going to be streaming again later this week. Hope to see you there. And I think that's all for this one. Yeah. Clickbait of the week stream tomorrow. Let's do it. 3 p.m. Why not? Let's do it. See you guys tomorrow. It's going to be a good one. That's for damn sure. Gonna have to have a lot of work to do to set up for it. So I'll throw the links out on Telegram and True Social when I stream. You know, usually fashionably late to these, but we got some clickbait to expose. Yes, we do. See you guys tomorrow.